The Musical Sips. On November 10, 1941, the people of Camarinas went to La Pedrosa in search of the leaf tobacco from the Portuguese sloop Jail Hermoso. At the beginning of the month, in the state's tobacconists, he was formed of customers equipped with ration cards used by smokers in the 1940s. With each coupon, they could get 6 or 7 packets of cut tobacco. Few cigarettes could be rolled with the wet tobacco, as the group told.
We were on our way to the ship, all very excited. When we were nearly there, the others were already coming back with their load. This tobacco was meant to make them laugh, but instead it made them cry. There were dry leaves inside and wet leaves on the outside.
The paper lanterns were lit, and people filled the porch of the church. A bagpiper stood in the middle, filled his instrument back and played the first notes of a popular Galician dance tune. Couples formed and raised their arms to begin the festival of San Miguel 1923.
A ship wreck in a row!
That cry emptied the square in an instant. The Portuguese merchant ship Santa Maria tried from such a long day's run and so in defects of age. There was no loss of life due to the calm waters and proximity of the shore. 35 crew members and 40 passengers were rescued. That effort had its reward when they returned to the festivities. A crew member illuminated the festival with a new instrument. Guitar calls accompanied the bagpipes. In 1898, a similar guitar accompanied a singer from Malaga around the flamenco clubs of Spain.
It's not the same thing to bail out a small boat in a row, it's a being on the bridge of a steamer smoking a cigar.
In this song, there were laments for the loss of jewels and clothes, but gratitude and joy won out thanks to the rescue of their daughter and the shipwreck of Barcelona in Santa Marina. The sea flat, as a pancake, dense fog drifting, of course due to the sea currents, and captains with little experience made this the chronicle of a shipwreck foretold. After the collision, panic and even madness spread throughout the crew. The skill of many captains imposing order on the raging chaos saved many lives and the speediness of the rescue operation. In the Capello Salos, fish were very abundant. According to local gossip, the fish had become drunk from the wine destined for Malaga in the hold of the Barcelona.